Bitch, is that better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better?
Hey, bitches. Welcome back to another episode of Bitch is Better. I know. I was supposed to get that Q&A, bad bitch, raggedy bitch episode to y'all last week, but it was more hectic than expected with the traveling that I had to do for work. And honestly, I was exhausted and I needed the weekend to recharge. So sue me. But I have all of your submissions saved, so I'm going to hold on to those for a rainy day episode because honestly, they were so good. But anyway, I'm here now and we've got a lot to catch up on because Monday alone was story after story after story. Breaking news all damn day. I am not kidding you. By the time I got done working at 5, I was like, I need to call it a day. Like, I literally had to take a nap and I did not return to Instagram until the next day. I was at capacity, okay? It was too much. So let's go ahead and do bad bitch, raggedy bitch before we get into all of that. So bad bitch is going to be obnoxious this week, but whatever. The bad bitch is me, okay? Because I'm in the middle of a dental emergency. A crisis, if you will. That's a little dramatic, but I really am in the middle of the dental emergency. And I really did not feel like doing this week, but I'm pushing through because I love y'all. And I feel bad that I didn't deliver last week when I said that I would, but life is just like something, isn't it? It's one thing after the next. Okay. Now raggedy bitch, actually I have two of them and it's, I'm a little scared to say this, but it's Taylor Swift and Teresa Giudice. And listen, they haven't really done anything to me, but I am sick and tired of seeing that photo of them together at Coachella. Sick of it, do you hear me? Even with all of the Bravo news that's going on, this shit is still popping up. Every few posts, I'm scrolling. I do one scroll, there they are. It's driving me insane. Why is it such a big deal? Like, I mean that respectfully, like no shade to either one of them. Like, why is this such a big deal that they have a photo together? I do not understand it. And it's very annoying to me. That's it. Okay, on to the news. Oh my God, y'all. Fallon, Simon's ex-wife, did an interview last week and she's been doing a lot of them lately, by the way, isn't she? It's becoming excessive. But she said, it's not going to be a safe situation for Portia if they ever see each other in person. And she's also like hanging out with Dennis, which isn't doing what she thinks it's doing. All it's doing is making her look like even more of a thirsty loser than before. And for Dennis, this is just silly. Like, don't make your co-parenting situation harder than it needs to be just for some attention. Like, I know some time has passed, but we haven't forgotten that you're a loser too, okay? Don't get dragged trying to be cute. Which brings me back to Fallon. Same goes for you. Because like, I don't know what you think this is or who you think you're dealing with, but Portia will beat your ass in real life. We have seen her in action on more than one occasion. So tread lightly. Don't be throwing out threats like that. It's not good for your health, okay? Trust me. What else? Oh, Candace is pregnant. Congrats to her and Chris. This is so exciting. And it makes even more sense like why she decided to step away from Real Housewives of Potomac. Because it's been a long road for her to get pregnant. And like, being in that toxic ass environment is the last place she needs to be during this special time, right? Excuse me. So I hope that she has a smooth and healthy pregnancy and everything goes well. And by the way, Bravo confirmed on their website that it was Candace's decision to leave the show. So it wasn't a fake, like, oh, I quit, but was actually fired type of thing. Like, she really did quit. Also, Candace said that the network asked her not to be so harsh at the reunion, which I think is complete bullshit. And I'm willing to bet my salary that no one else has been asked to do this before. And I'm also willing to bet that it was Giselle that came to Daddy Andy with this request. And honestly, like, they make me sick. I can't even do that. Monica from Salt Lake City is also pregnant. She was surprised by this because she is 39, and I see people being nasty about it, which, I mean, I guess it isn't shocking because people suck, but like, I don't care that it's some mystery man that's like 29 years old. Like, babies are a blessing. So this is exciting. Congrats to you, Monica. Now I got to circle back to Potomac. I'm so sorry. Have y'all seen, I'm sure you've seen it, the hashtag boycott RHOP that was happening over the weekend. It was trending on Twitter. So the people are tired. Okay. The people have had enough of the colorism and the hypocrisy on Real Housewives of Potomac. So they said boycott it. Now, was it successful? I don't know. I don't know how we would know that. But yeah, the girls are mad at Andy. The girls are mad at Andy. The girls are mad at the producers. The girls are mad at the Green Eyed Bandits and Ashley. I am the girls. Okay. Okay. But what I'm not mad about is the fact that Robin was fired. And she didn't even try to lie and say that she quit. She was like, oh yeah, they fired my ass. They said, get out of here. Which, yeah, like, she should have been fired after the stunt she pulled after the reunion last season. So bye, safe travels. And while I wish that Giselle would go too, like, I'm not completely unreasonable. And I realize that's not gonna happen. Because she's clearly blackmailing Andy, right? There's no other reason for him to be so obsessed with her and kiss her ass the way that he does. I've never seen anything like it. And like, I can't even get into all of it because it's just gonna make my blood pressure go through the roof. But what I will say is, I'm interested to see how Giselle moves next season without Robin there, like, being her shadow. That should be interesting to see. NECA has also, well, she's allegedly been fired. It hasn't been confirmed, but like, I'm sure she was. Like, it makes complete sense, right? She brought nothing but boring foolishness to the season. And they already have Giselle and Ashley on the cast to be boring and bring nothing. And like, three's a crowd. So yeah, she's got to go. Good luck to her, though, on her pregnancy journey. I hope that she gets pregnant soon. I really do. That would be nice. But I'm like giving her well wishes. But I do have to drag her really quickly because she tweeted and deleted some bullshit. Okay, she said, to the extent that reverse racism exists, so does reverse colorism. Please look it up. No. Neither exist. Shut the hell up. Goodbye. And no, guys, I saw some people being like, well, maybe she's being sarcastic. Maybe she's like, no, stop giving her the benefit of the doubt. She meant it because she's stupid. Who else? Oh my God. Crystal from Beverly Hills. She got fired too. And I'm sad, but not surprised, but I'll miss her. And that's really all I got to say about that. Todd and Alexia from Real Housewives of Miami, Todd filed for divorce. And Alexia seems surprised by it, which is nasty work, Todd. That just seems like something that you'd have a conversation about and be like, okay, we're headed for divorce. Or like, hey, just want to give you a heads up. I cannot do this shit with you anymore. Like, I am so sick of you. I just want to let you know I'm going to be filing for divorce and signing the papers. And then you go and file, right? But judging by her response, she didn't know. So this is what she posted to her stories. Her stories, by the way, it wasn't even like to the grid. She said, I'm shocked and heartbroken that Todd has chosen to dissolve our marriage. I will take comfort in the fact that my friends and family will be by my side supporting me during this difficult time. I'm praying for better times ahead. I'm praying for better times ahead for you too, Alexia. Todd's a fucking weirdo, so like, get him out of here. You're better off without him. Who else is broken up? Oh my God. Divorce is in the air, y'all. So Gary, the Golden Bachelor, and Teresa are getting divorced after only 3 months of marriage. And listen, it's not funny, okay? But I'm not part of Bachelor Nation. So I don't take reality TV dating show relationships seriously anyway, but I did watch The Golden Bachelor and I thought it was so sweet. I loved it. So I figured, okay, well, we've got older people. Like, so this might actually work. And I stand by that. I just think if Gary had chosen Faith, like, this wouldn't be happening. But he did. And now look at him, getting divorced. But love isn't dead. Jen, the new lady on Orange County, she got engaged to Ryan, the guy who has cheated on every person he's ever been with. The ring is giving costume jewelry, but if she likes it, I love it. Congrats, hun. Oh my God, Preston from Martha's House. He also got engaged recently. Congrats. Very exciting. And Larsa. Larsa and Marcus are back together. So love is not dead and all is right with the world. Oh my goodness. Okay. I have some quick summer house thoughts that I need to get off my chest. And I want to start this off with an opinion that may be unpopular and it has nothing to do with Lindsay and Carl or Kyle and Amanda. But yeah, it might be unpopular, but like, I don't care. It needs to be said. Well, it doesn't need to be said, but because none of this really matters in the grand scheme of things, right? But I want to say it. There is way too much West praise going on for my liking. I know it's unusual to see a man on Bravo not be an asshole and have a cool personality, but let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? Don't let that cloud your judgment. We just met this man. The bar is in hell, and we all need to remember that anytime we want to get... we just need to remember that anytime we want to get excited about a man, period. Like, is he really that great, or is he just not awful? Which is the bare minimum, okay? Just food for thought. Okay. When Amanda was talking to West about him and Sierra, and he was like, oh, well, you know, Kyle is saying this and that about the situation. And Amanda was like, let me stop you right there. Don't listen to a word Kyle says. Just because he's married doesn't mean he knows what he's talking about, which is true. But the same goes for you, okay? She also called him trash, which is not nice at all. Like, you don't speak about your husband or like your partner that way. She hates him. She hates him. I'm sorry. I tried to go an episode without saying it, but I cannot help myself because it is true. Now, this flower boy situation. So Carl asked Kyle to be a flower boy, and Kyle was clearly offended because he feels like he should be a groomsman or something, which, like, okay, y'all know how much wedding shit pisses me off. It pissed me off when I was dealing with my own, and I get annoyed hearing about it with other people's too. Like, I hate it. And what's irritating is that people love to say, oh, it's about you and your partner. No one else matters until some shit like this comes up or they don't like something. Then they make it about them. And it's just like, get over it. Okay. It's not your day. It's not about you. I don't care that Carl officiated Kyle's wedding. So what? Now he has to return the favor? No. You called his fiance a bitch and you're talking shit about her all the time. If I was Lindsay, yeah, I'd say he couldn't be part of it at all, to be honest. So he's lucky to be a flower boy, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, or even to be invited, really. If you don't want to be a part of it, politely decline and move on. Also, Carla's full of shit because he said, well, Lindsay didn't exactly say, she didn't really say that she didn't want Kyle to be involved, blah, blah. But you're over here making everyone think that it was Lindsay's idea. Like, you have no fucking backbone. Carl is a coward. He's just like Schwartz, I promise you. He pisses me off. I'm over it. That's all I have to say about Summer House. I'm moving on to Martha's House. So, do you see how quickly my mood shifted? I just got so happy. And it's crazy because I'm really enjoying Summer House, like the original flavor, but that subject just pissed me off. Okay, back to Martha's House. So I texted this to someone the other day, but I need to say it here as well. When this show first came out, I thought, oh my God, this is going to be like grown-up version of Baldwin Hills. Like, I'd imagine those kids would go to Martha's Vineyard now, right? And if you're not familiar with Baldwin Hills, it's a show that came on BET in like 2007, 2008, something like that. And it was supposed to be like the black version of Laguna Beach. It was so good. Truly had me and my friends in a chokehold for quite some time. So check it out if you hadn't seen it. But anyway, I randomly thought that Alex was giving me Mariah vibes from Baldwin Hills, because he kind of looks like him. So in this whole time, I was like, Noelle looks so familiar. Who does she remind me of? And do y'all do this? Are you like, this person looks familiar, but do they look like someone I actually know in real life or someone from TV? So I had that going on for weeks, but I finally figured it out. It's Lorena from Baldwin Hills. She was the girl that popped up like the second season, I think. And she was like really pushing up on Mariah, even though he was Garen's man. So Garen and Lorena were like beefing the whole time. Oh my God. Rest in peace to Garen, by the way. So sad. She passed a few years ago. But yeah, Noelle's personality is way better than Lorena's, of course, but she just kind of looks like her. I think it's the smile. Stay tuned for more Baldwin Hills, Martha's House parallels, because I'm sure y'all care. All right. I want to talk about Summer versus Jordan. I'm going to start by saying I don't like Jordan. And I don't know if I said that on this podcast yet or not, but I know I said it on Bravo We're Black a few weeks ago. I've never liked her. Since the moment I met her on Martha's House, I didn't like her on Winter House either. Like, her spirit just does not agree with mine at all. Her energy, her vibe, it's all a big no for me. That being said, Summer is getting on my nerves too. She is getting on my nerves, but I'm definitely on her side with the whole her and Jordan thing. Now, this whole situation got blown out of proportion, if you ask me. They were drunk at that dinner. I'm not sure what happened in the car, but it just blew up from there. And here's the thing that bugged me the most. When Jordan was like, I can't believe you'd share something so personal about me, the alopecia, with someone you know I'm not fucking with right now, that person being Jasmine. And Summer was like, no, I didn't share any details. I just said that I was comforting you earlier and now you're coming at me crazy. The normal response would be, oh shit. Okay. Well, I thought you told her and that's why I got like so upset, blah, blah, blah. But no, Jordan has to be right. And she wants to be mad still. So she was like, well, still saying you comforted me was saying too much. Girl, bye. No, it wasn't. Shut up. Moving on. Alex. When he called Jordan out for being quiet, oh my God. They actually both annoyed me here because I can't stand when someone is like, oh, why are you being so quiet? Bitch, because I am. Don't piss me off. Okay. I don't feel like talking right now and stop drawing attention to me. But that's the difference between Jordan and I. She likes the attention. So she starts explaining why she's quiet. And Alex is like, oh my God, thank you for sharing. I'm just learning so much about you right now. I learned way more about you in this moment than I did all last summer. And Jordan was like, because you did not try to get to know me because you did Shanice dirty. I was like, what? What the fuck are you talking about, Jordan? Listen, we all know I love a good grudge, but this isn't her grudge to hold. I don't like... It was so random. Like, it's just such a weird thing to bring up because it had nothing to do with her. Like, you couldn't find anything to like pull him up on. Nothing. Let Shanice be mad about this. She also said the words, let's keep it gangster. Please don't say that. Jordan's a fucking weirdo. I'm sorry. On to another weirdo, Bria. She's bratty little Bria. She is so annoying. She's someone I'd have to mostly ignore if I had to be around her in real life. Like, interactions would need to be limited because I do not do well with people like her. And thanks to my girl, shout out to Taria from What Else Is Going On podcast. We got to see an interesting receipt in regards to the Bria Mariah situation. So in an interview from last summer, June 2023, Bria said she was cool with Mariah and that they were on good terms and she would love to see her back in the house. Now, this is before they filmed, okay? And it's just interesting considering Bria's multiple negative reactions to Jasmine suggesting Mariah come for a little visit. She went from, oh, hell no, to, oh, it's fine, to, oh, hell no again. And the second, oh, hell no, was literally just for attention. She could not stand that Shanice and Jordan were having their, like, I'm sharing my feelings moment. And, like, people were receiving it. And she just needed to get in on that. She was like, well, I have feelings too. And it's just like a collective sigh because, oh my God, you have feelings about everything, everything. And she says they're being dismissed and no one acknowledges her feelings, but that's just not the case. Everyone listened to her and acknowledged what she said. They just don't care because she made such a big deal out of everything. And like, honestly, Bria, you don't have a leg to stand on here. Like, none of this makes sense. Because Summer literally slapped the shit out of you last year and you're fine with her. And someone even said that. I'm not sure who it was. And she was like, oh, well, I was bottling that up or something. Like, okay, well, bottle it up with Mariah too. I don't know what to tell you. Everyone is sick of hearing your whining and watching you storm off all the time. You're just a brat. And if you don't like what's going on, then fucking leave. Bye. Like Preston said, walk off all you want, but like, oh my God, please pinky promise that you will not come back when you go this time. Please. We're begging you. Oh, I believe that's all I have to say about them. Now, Vanderpump Rules. Oh Lord, Lord help me. I really don't want to get on here every week and just talk shit about majority of these people and be negative, but like, that's all I got. I am losing interest again, which is not shocking, but it's sad. Like this show used to be so good. And granted, it hasn't been good in a minute. It was on borrowed time and then Scandoval gave it just, you know, a few more minutes, but it needs to end. I don't care about Joe. I don't care about Schwartz's hair. I don't care to see Lala choosing her sperm donor. I don't care about Sheena's music. I don't care about any of it. It's not interesting. Now, with that, I just have a few thoughts about Lauren that I need to get off my chest. Shocker. So, she has yet to stop flapping her dick suckers, as Jocelyn Hernandez would say. Where do I begin? Lala says she's been a dog in everyone's fights and it's just never been reciprocated. Number one, that is not true. People stick up for her all the time, especially Ariana. Just because people aren't screaming in everyone's faces the way that she does doesn't mean that they haven't stood up for her. Number two, girl, nobody asked you to be a dog in all of these fights. You don't have to do that. In order to have people's backs, because you admittedly don't actually care about people's feelings. You just do the shit for attention. That's all. But back to her being to a friend to no one and not caring about people's feelings. Why the fuck are you meeting up with Joe? It's weird. Listen, I've said this before. I'll say it again. If someone did some fucked up shit to my friend or hurt them in any way, they can go right to hell. Okay? I want nothing to do with them. Because I love my friend, and if you do them wrong, that hurts and offends me too. So I automatically want nothing to do with you, and that's just how that goes. Period. And the last thing that annoyed me wasn't even on the show. It's that Lala unfollowed Katie and Ariana on Instagram, and the reason why was such bullshit. She said something about how it bugs her if the number of people she follows isn't a certain number or some shit. But then in the next breath, she's like, I don't even care about this Instagram shit. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a big deal. Okay, so if that were true, then why do you care what the numbers look like? Why are you lying? If you want to run around LA acting like you're this down ass, real ass, Tupac ass bitch, then tell the truth. Just be real. You talk shit about Ariana and Katie every single time you open your mouth. So just say you don't fuck with them. And that's why you unfollowed them. Like, don't play coy now, bitch. Be real. Be open and honest. Ugh. Okay. So now that I'm good and irritated, I think this is a good place to stop. And that's all I've got for this week, you guys. I'm sorry for the back-to-back, like, little mini episodes, but I'm doing my best, okay? I'm just a girl. I'm hoping to have a guest next week, so things will be back to normal. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram @bitchesbetterpodcast. I'll talk to y'all soon. Love you. Bye.